Most orthodontists appreciate that there are disadvantages and advantages of the main types of retainer. However, it appears that in general the type of retainer we use depends upon our own and our patient's choices. Nevertheless, we do not have much information to inform these choices. This new study, which was recently published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, provides us with useful information. It was done in two parts. Bonded versus vacuum-formed retainers, a randomized control trial, outcomes after 12 months. Part 1, the lead author was Dr. Ford. The study team set out to answer the following question. Are there any difference in the effectiveness and patient perceptions of vacuum-formed retainers and bonded retainers? They carried out a two-arm parallel group randomized trial with a one-to-one allocation. The patients who took part in the study were completing fixed appliance therapy in hospital departments in the north of England. They enrolled 60 patients into the study and they randomly allocated 30 to treatment with bonded retainers and 30 to retention with vacuum-formed retainers. The groups were very similar at the start of the study. The main outcomes were the survival of the retainer, the amount of relapse measured by Little's index, and patient satisfaction, which was measured by a questionnaire. The main data was collected at the start of the study and after 12 months. Their results were interesting and they provided a great deal of data. When we concentrate on the main findings, these are really the relapse as measured by Little's index. They showed that there was no difference between the retainers in relapse in the maxilla. However, they showed that in the mandible, a bonded retainer was more effective than the vacuum-formed retainer in preventing relapse. There was no real difference in the survival rate of the different types of maxillary retainers. However, in the mandible, the bonded retainers had a higher failure rate. It was interesting to see that the retainer rate was almost 15%, and this must be considered high. And I wondered if this reflected the experience of the operators who were residents on the orthodontic training program. It was important to look at the patient's perceptions, and this showed that more patients reported difficulty speaking and eating using the vacuum-formed retainers and greater short-term comfort from the bonded retainers. This was a very nicely done small study where they used good methodology and the findings were interesting. We need to be a little cautious because the sample size was based on upper arch alignment and it might not have been sufficiently powered to detect differences in the other outcomes. Another important problem was that the operators did not really analyse the data blind, and this means there may again be some bias within the study. Nevertheless, I did think that this study provided a lot of useful information. And it reinforces my clinical impression that I would prefer to use vacuum-formed retainers, which are worn at night only, and this seems to work nicely for me and has been reinforced by other randomized trials. Bonded versus vacuum-formed retainers, a randomized controlled trial, Part 1, Stability, Retainer Survival, and Patient Satisfaction.